Good morning. Today we get to talk a little bit about common sense and dogmatism, but basically about common sense. I was thinking about something just now that Teresa of Avila said about the nuns entering her convent. She said, "Give me a nun with common sense. I can teach them devotion, I can teach them the liturgy, I can teach them prayers, but I can't teach them common sense." So common sense is a real important thing on the spiritual path, especially for us Americans who want to hold our own counsel and choose what we want to choose and not be caught by these evil gurus that are going to take us away from our own money, our own consciousness. So I thought back on how I started with Ananda, and I'd meditated for about a year with the group, and I just didn't feel quite in tune with them. So I started looking around for someone else, because after doing a lot of spiritual reading, you realize that you have to give your whole heart and soul to God. And if you want to do that, you also have to be at a place where what you're giving it to in an organization, an institution, is something that you can actually trust. So I couldn't trust that group. Just something in my heart just didn't resonate with it. So when I first came to Ananda, I realized that there was something about the people here that I really liked, especially the leaders. There was just a feeling that they were something really special. And I saw those people and I thought, well, what does that say about Kriyananda, who's the head of this organization, or about the organization itself? And it's as was read today by Christ, a bad tree can't give forth good fruit. So clearly, with these kind of people around Kriyananda, he must have something really special. And he must be even more dramatic than the people that I'm actually seeing. So I started coming to Ananda, going to church, and beginning to get the actual feel of the place. And then each step along the way, I decided, well, do I resonate with this? And so I used my common sense at each point, and I would say, yes, this does. This is something for me. I'm continuing to grow. This makes sense for me. Each step, you think at the lay members, you think about the rule of Ananda. And I was a little concerned about rules of Ananda. And I looked at that and I thought, well, let me see what it is first. And so I read through it and I thought, well, I do that already. So the rule is pretty much taken care of. But we always balk when we run up against, say, cooperative obedience. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, let me see. And then I thought, well, I can be obedient when I cooperate. So I kind of worked with that old concept, and I realized, well, you do cooperate, and that's the obedience that's looked for. You do your best. And the beauty of that was, I've heard Jyotish more than once say that he's been told something that was important and he just didn't resonate with it at all. And so he had to go home and meditate on and say, well, what does this actually mean for me? Can I do this? And that's what Kriyananda and what Yogananda want from us. He wants us to stand firmly on our own 2 feet, gauge what's true for us, and then move forward into that. Because unless you do, you're not standing in truth. It's a very, very important aspect on the spiritual path. I know that unless you stand in your truth, and you actually have to face who you are, which is a little frightening for most of us, because we all think we're a little further along than we really are. And so when we actually begin to find out who we are, who the players are inside here, we think, oh my God, this is actually where I'm standing. But don't be, don't feel bad about that. Because once you are standing in the truth, then you can move. If you've never faced that truth, you never have any chance of going forward. That's something Asha told me years ago, and I thought, oh, that's a bad idea. But as soon as you stand in that truth, then all of a sudden you're already moving. You're already beyond any of those places. So a very important thing. And I also noticed that every couple of years, I get a chance to kind of re-up. And there's somehow or another the cycle comes around, and I look at my life and I go, do I like my life? Is this working for me? Is this spiritual path working? And I can actually look at it and say, yes, nor maybe. And it has been a positive thing for me for years and years. And so every couple of years, I can just say, yes, I'm going to sign up for another 2 years. So it's been interesting recently with Swami ending or going towards the end of his life that he's been saying more and more things in his writing and in his speaking that I've not heard or he's not emphasized before. And so these things also we need to examine with a certain amount of common sense. But one thing that he's spoken with recently is the need for us to go beyond our egos. Now, how do we interpret that? We've heard that over and over and over recently. Asha spoke about it last week. It's one of those things that we really don't understand. And one of the major reasons we don't understand is because we don't want to understand it. We look at Yogananda's writing in Science of a Religion. It was one of the very first books that he brought, very first books that he wrote, and Kriyananda did a rewrite of it called God is for Everyone. And he breaks down a spiritual path into two things. He says, all we want in our lives is to be free from pain and to find joy. And here's the essence of common sense. And so we look at our lives and we go, are we in joy all the time? Or are we in pain? Or are we somewhere in the middle? And so this is a very important thing to bring our common sense to. And if we see that there's pain in our lives, it's imperative to us that we examine it and find out what is that pain. Now, I'm not talking about a psychological investigation at this point. What I'm talking about is just begin to feel where in your body you're holding pain. It's a simple thing. And generally what it is it's a tight muscle, a particular holding, a way that you move your body. And that, if you follow it back, you're holding some sort of mental concept. And it's usually an ego identification, or you can call it a personality within yourself, that you have generated either over past lives or over this life. Maybe it's a coping mechanism from your childhood. And so just take that, whatever you feel that, and then just relax it. Whatever it is. And in that relaxing, you free up energy. And in freeing up energy, bring it to the spine. And bring that energy to the spine, to the heart, to the point between the eyebrows. And just spend more time in your center, in your spine, and less time in all of these little quirky things that we find ourselves reacting to. It's a process that you can do anytime, moment to moment, anytime in 24 hours. The important thing is to actually do it. Go home today and sit for a couple of minutes by yourself and then just feel, what am I holding here? Where is that? And then just let it go. And you think, whoa, gee, I feel pretty good. Use that as something on a regular basis that you can do. And another thing that strikes me from Kriyananda's writings is in his last book that he just finished about the prosperity. I just got it in the mail. And he says, it's the right use of ego. And also in his Sadhu Beware, this is a second book he wrote a couple of years ago, I guess. It's a number of different things that what you can do with the ego. Now, he's moved this concept forward a little bit more for us. So, you know, we're going to attempt to make some sense out of this so that we can actually impact this. Now, he says that the ego never disappears. Once it creates, it's been created by God, it will be here forever. So you're never going to lose your ego. You'll become a memory, but you won't ever lose it. So there's nothing ever to lose in your ego. What what the spiritual path is talking about is giving up our attachment to our bodies, our minds, and our emotions. That's the ego that Yogananda is telling us to give up. And once we can do that, then we can be free. If we view ourselves as souls, we are totally untouched by anything that comes to us. The soul can't be burned, can't be dried by water, hurt by anything. And you see in Swamiji a lot of that. He's just pretty much untouched by anything that comes. Now, what's the difference between his consciousness and ours? We think we're our bodies. Remember the tightness we were just working on before? It's tight because we viewed our bodies as being damaged by a thought or a person. Okay, so what we need to do is little by little break that attachment to the belief that we're a body. That's why we have to go deep into meditation and begin to get to other realms. And this is, it may not sound like common sense, but it's absolutely common sense, because this is the only way we're going to be free. And the second thing, begin to break our attachments to our personalities. We're not our personalities. It may sound odd, but it's absolutely true. You can exist without your personality. You know, most saints have personalities, but they don't view themselves as that personality. And you can exist without this body. You will at some point in the very near or further future. We're all going to die. So it's important for us to begin to make a conscious effort now to be something other than this body when we do die. Over the course of the work here at Ananda, I find that death has less and less fear for me, just because I'm spending more and more time being conscious of some other soul aspects, staying in that center, rather than thinking, oh, I'm this body and I'm going to die. Okay, so yesterday I was out there at the beach, and that's where I usually do my prepping. And I was sitting, and I realized that we all have a particular feeling tone of who we are. So if you get a chance, think about this, listen to what I'm saying, and then take this home today and do this. Go for a hike, go out to the beach, go anywhere you can to be alone, and find out what is that feeling tone that's me. Okay, we all have that. We know it, we've been with it our whole lives. The funny thing about it is, it's been overlaid with a belief that we're a body, a mind, and a personality, but that feeling tone is the I that will be here with you forever. What we need to do is to back it out of our identifications, our false identifications. So, once you find what that feeling tone is, then let go of the body part of it. Just let the body go. You aren't that body. You aren't that personality. Look at your lives. Look at your bodies, how they've changed in X number of years you've been alive. Look at your consciousness. How often does it change? It changes moment to moment. Can you possibly be your consciousness? Our failure has always been to try and grasp a world that's constantly in change and make it not change. And when it doesn't change, we're unhappy. We're in pain. Give that up. So find that feeling tone and then just begin to bring it inside. And if your feeling tone says, well, I'm this thought or I'm this feeling or I'm this, just let that go and bring it inside and center totally within yourself. And spend a little bit of time today if you can and every day that you can to do that. And that will begin to take you away from that dependence on a belief in an ego. We're like birds in a cage, and now the cage door is open. And we're free. Yogananda said if we believed we were free, we would be free in this moment. But most of us are terrified of being one with God. We're terrified of expanding to infinity. So what we do is we stick our head out of the cage a little bit and look around and go back in. But the cage door is never locked. We can be free at any time. So how do we move towards that? Little by little. Meditation, the two practices I asked you to consider. And then, little by little, that freedom will begin to come to us. And it will be easier. It's a great big step for us now, but where are you standing? You're standing where you're standing. Take the very next step that's in front of you. And realize that you can do things that will take you away from that ego, that will free you, and we can make progress in this lifetime. God bless you.